Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 9.08 and it's Thursday. All week long, thank you, Morgan. All week long, we've been giving away four packs of Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk passes and getting people into the running for the grand prize, four-night stay in a private villa at the Seascape Resort Boardwalk in Santa Cruz. The winning is at 9, noon, 3, and 5 each weekday, and today's no exception. Here's your first chance. Be calling number 97 right now, 800-400-3697. Hooman will love to take your phone call.
Mm-hmm.
Why did he just leave?
He just walked out the seat.
Because we were... He accidentally turned off Vaughn's lights, so I was like, Vaughn's lights are off. He goes, oh, I did that. Let me turn them back on.
Yeah. The minute he walked into that room, he turned the lights off. I don't like that.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. It's the same number you're calling right now to try and win some stuff. We get texts.
Yep, we do.
In the Bay Area, people are trying to make a career out of Uber and Lyft. It's no longer considered a side hustle.
Right.
Yeah, I know. That's part of the problem. There was an article. There's too much information for us to do on this show.
Yeah.
But it was about how the traffic and city streets here in San Francisco are filled with single Uber and Lyft driver just waiting for their call, waiting for their next call.
I read something about how, you know, they do the surge pricing. Uh-huh. And often the surge is just Uber drivers.
It's them.
It's them.
Right.
They're creating their own GD surges so they can charge you more. You bastards!
I'll be calling an Uber later today. Even though I'm mad, I still use them.
For what?
I don't know. I'm just kidding. But, it, you know, who doesn't use Uber? Or Lyft?
Yeah.
Listening to you on radio.com from Coney Island. Thanks for coming to the beach with me.
Coney Island, huh?
Radio.com. It works everywhere.
Yeah.
Hopefully
you're going to love it.
I'm getting a tan.
Oh my God. It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's noon at Coney Island right now. Middle of a hot summer day. Of course, here it's foggy. Oh, I see blue sky. Oh, my God. This is the nicest day so far this week. Blue sky right there.
Monday and Tuesday were pretty awesome.
It was foggy every single dingle day this week.
It cleaned up by 10 o'clock.
Sarah, you're thinking of Venezuela, not Colombia.
No, Colombia is also bad.
Where excessive inflation is spiraling out of control.
Oh, you know what? You might be right. That's true.
I hadn't heard what you were saying about Colombia.
Someone says they went there in 2015. All the troubles are now in Venezuela.
Oh. Yeah, I hadn't heard that about Colombia.
Still, you know, as soon as I get there, the trouble will start back up. That's just the way my life works.
It's like I used to watch this movie when I was a kid. It was Where Angels Go, Trouble Follows. Where angels go,
oh, that must be me. I must
follows.
Be an angel.
That's right.
You probably say that about me all the time. What an angel she is.
You are.
Yeah. Look at all the trouble.
415 says, love seeing Vinny with his bling on the Looking Glass. I have bling on, huh?
Yeah your wedding ring.
Ay, ay, ay.
It's simple bling, but it's bling.
I hadn't noticed it all week, and yesterday you were doing something with your hand, and I was like,
oh, it's there.
Are you used to it?
He's got a ring on.
I'm getting more
and more used to it. She put a ring on it.
Yep.
If you like it, then you better put a ring on it. She finally locked him down after 10 years.
Right.
It was right around their 10-year anniversary, too.
It only took 10 years and two kids.
Yep. And two houses.
Right. And 67 miles each way.
Yeah. It's a long-ass drive.
Yeah.
I just could not believe how long it took me to get down. I'm like, oh, my God, we've been driving for like 9 hours. When are we, ever going to get there? He does this every day, twice a day. Mm-hmm. The traffic, too. I was like, oh, kill me.
Well, you don't do it in the afternoon on a Friday. I mean, once you get home,
we left at freaking 11 o'clock in the morning. I think we could get down there at a reasonable hour.
Sam Hain is pronounced Sowin. Irish girl here. Love you guys.
What's Sam Hain?
Sam Hain is that part of the All Hallows Eve and the...
Oh.
I know Sam Hain as a band Danzig went to after he left the Misfits.
And it's called Sowin?
Samhain is how you say it. It's an Irish word. Oh. Mm-hmm. I don't know that
God,
they're
really bad at spelling, the Irish.
Oh, Samhain is pronounced Soween.
Soween,
another
like Halloween.
Person. I don't know. I can't. Hmm. I know it is Samhain.
Samhain it is.
It's Danzig's second band.
Yeah. I like to say it like I spell it. Irish people. I should be getting back my 23andMe stuff pretty soon.
Oh.
Oh, you sent stuff in?
Yeah.
To them?
Yeah.
You didn't use that off-brand that your husband
I refused. I'm not spitting in that cup. Spitting in a different cup.
So sad about Olivia Newton-John. I was actually friends with her for a minute in the early 90s. I was along on a weekend ski trip. Oh. Her longtime friend and songwriter, John Farrar, actually was supposed to write the music for Xanadu and did write some of them, but then he got writer's block and they called in
ELO. Oh. I love ELO.
Just a little Xanadu trivia for you.
I loved that. I had no idea that was a box office disaster. I was like, oh, that was like the best movie. Better than Grease.
510. Oh, my God.
Really.
Vin just said Hessians. I haven't heard that since junior high in Oak Crest in the 90s. Thank you for the nostalgic flashback. My Girl took place in the late 60s, early 70s. So even though it came out in the 90s, there was no EpiPen.
I see. If you had a bee allergy,
sting
you were
was
screwed.
The death of you.
That is too bad. Uh-oh, there's some whispering happening.
Leave it to Hooman to feel sorry for the dude in the ruined wedding dress story.
Everyone felt sorry for
him. Yeah.
I don't even think it was a dude. I think it was a lady wedding planner that he turned into a guy and then felt sorry for.
Mm. Well, there was poop involved. I feel bad for everyone in that story. I feel the worst for the bride. I mean, she pooped herself on her wedding day in her $15,000 dress.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Here we go, everyone.
Okay.
Let it wash over you. La, 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 la.
Come on,
let's go. What is she talking about?
For it.
I don't know.
Hooman.
Bryn.
It's never over. It just never ends.
Don't talk over it.
All right. Good job, everybody.
It's Bryn. News 10.
All right, everyone.
Bryn.
Welcome to another fantastic movie review segment. Hey, before we get to the movie review, everyone, I am going to MC a big gala coming up, and I want you all to attend, and I put all the information on my Instagram page, it's Hooman TV, but there's a restaurant in Hunters Point called the Old School Cafe. I'm not trying to get through this part. I could just... Anyway, oldschoolcafe.org. All right, everyone. Here's your review of a film called The Art of Racing in the Rain, based on the book. Starring the voice of Kevin Costner and Amanda Seyfried and Milo...
Milo Ventimiglia.
Thank you so much.
Nice, Sarah.
So, in this film, it's based on that book that Sarah loved. And for the most part, this film is told through the eyes and thoughts of a dying dog named Enzo. In the film, Enzo, like, basically relives his entire life as he's on his deathbed. Bryn, did you read the book?
I did not. Hi, Mark.
And Bryn... Honestly, be honest.
I'm always honest.
Did you like this film?
I did.
Oh, you did?
I didn't expect to like it. I actually did not want to watch it because I knew it was going to be sad. So why would you do that to yourself?
You're booing yourself.
You are booing
you
yourself.
You do it to yourself.
So So from what we hear from Sarah and Vinny, the film and the book basically start the same way, which is the movie starts with this dog on its deathbed. So it doesn't hit you right away. And it sounds like in the book it does hit you right away. Like, were you crying within the first five pages?
Yes, you're crying at the
very the first five pages of the book?
Yep.
Damn. You don't cry at the beginning of this film, but you do cry in the middle of this movie, for sure. Bryn, before Toddy Your Chow, you had a dog named Teddy. Were you watching The Art of Racing in the Rain thinking of Teddy?
I was thinking of Toddy, my current dog, the entire time. Teddy was more of Dong's dog, and I did love him. But
old Dirty Dong?
Old Dirty Dong. And I thought about Toddy the whole time. I was like, you know, my
That's
dog.
Funny. The other dog was Teddy, and you have Toddy?
Yeah, I named him because I grew up with Teddy, even though that was Dong's dog. Yeah. But, you know, I couldn't name Teddy again because
Teddy too.
That wouldn't make any sense.
So Toddy it was.
Toddy it was. And that was my dog, so I thought about him the entire time.
Do you remember when Teddy passed?
No.
Oh, you don't?
It wasn't significant in my life. I was
You're just little?
I wasn't around.
Oh, where were you?
He's busy having kids.
Oh,
damn. Taking care of my own family, yeah. When I was a kid, I was busy taking care of kids.
Yeah.
How old is Toddy now?
He's about 8.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
He's got some time. He's a healthy? Healthy dog?
Yeah, it's a very healthy dog.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cute dog.
All right, Bryn, did you cry watching this movie?
I bawled my eyes out. Hard. It was really bad. I actually left that movie theater puffy. Like, aww. Not cool.
It's a big, fat, ugly crying.
Fat. How about you, Hooman?
So, I'm not really a big dog person, and even I was hugely affected. I was so bummed out when I left the movie theater that I actually went to a bar where all my friends were just to say, I need someone to cheer me up. I cannot go home alone feeling this sad.
Oh.
So,
visit your friend Jack Daniels.
No.
Your friend Budweiser.
My buddy Evan. A couple girls named Jen.
Mr. Mojito.
Girls named Jen. I just found a bunch of girls named Jen and everything was okay after that. Jen's are good for something.
All right, so there is one big star in this film. It's Kevin Costner. So let's talk about the voice of Enzo, the dying dog. It's done by Kevin. Does it work?
It works when you realize that it's him looking back. It's him telling a story as an older dog. That makes more sense. But, you know, as he's a puppy and he's talking, he's like, why is this puppy? And
of Kevin Costner's voice. Right.
Exactly. So I didn't realize that until further in the movie. But, yeah, it works. Totally works.
Yeah, I agree. At the beginning, I was like, this isn't working. And then by the time the movie's done, you're like, oh, this is great. Yeah, it works. Is this movie for dog owners or is this film for everyone?
This movie is for everyone. I walked in there thinking to myself, I am not going to cry. I know a dog's probably going to have some tragedy happen. And so I expected that, but it's not really all about that. It's about the humans in his life as well and those experiences, which everybody can
relate
to.
I don't know how close it is to the book, but the thing is, this dog plays the most important role in so many things in this person's life. It's incredible.
That they take for granted.
So just to prepare you, Sarah, there's a major...
And they're so mean to him. Like, they leave him in the house.
Shoo, pup. Shoo.
Aww.
They love him.
There's a significant moment where the dog isn't in this movie. Like, so my friend, Christina, she read the book, and she was like, that whole sequence was barely touched upon in the book. But I don't want to tell you what it is. I want you to see it.
I don't think I'm going to see it.
Why not? You better see it. You going to see it, Yuzi?
I would like to see it, and I'm sure I'll be crying through the whole thing.
You will bring some tissues.
Go in there with a drink. You guys will be fine.
all right.
Okay, that sounds everything.
Bryn, is this a family-friendly film? If you were Vinny, would you take Isla?
I don't think Vinny would go either way. I mean, it's not necessarily...
I'm not watching this
movie. He wouldn't choose...
You better see it.
I mean, if you're going to choose a movie, you're going to choose, like, Hobbs and Shaw, right?
Yeah,
you're
I didn't even want to get through the book, right?
No, he started crying right away and said, no, I'm not going to...
I'm not interested.
Yeah. You're
not?
Himself.
It's not violent or anything. It's not... You know,
but
evil.
It's sad. It's incredibly super... sad. And for anyone who, whether or not you've ever had a dog that you've loved with all your heart and soul, and then it died after only 10 short freaking years, it's tragic.
Yeah.
And the amount of impact that this dog had, like, You do. You think of your own dog or dogs, and you just go, "Oh my God!" If there's even a tiny iota of truth into how much this dog cared and how what he felt for these people,
oh, dogs love people so much. And I would their owners.
I loved that
much.
Book. I loved it. I cried my eyes out. I would never go see this movie.
Mm. You better see this movie.
I'm not
going to
see this movie. I'll go see Hobbs and
Shaw. We're reviewing this movie for you.
Do you have any comparisons? I can't remember the name of that other dog movie.
Dog's Purpose.
Snow Patrol.
No.
Dog's Purpose.
Dog's Purpose.
That, Snow Dogs.
Snow Dogs. Not that one.
I love Snow Dogs. Is it as good as Snow Dogs?
I can't remember Snow Dogs as well as you. Brand.
Okay, how about Dog's Purpose?
I mean, look, I think
there any, do you have any comparison with Dog's Purpose? Because that was beautiful and sad, too.
All right, the only dog movie I can really remember is Lady and the Tramp. It doesn't remind me of Lady and the
Tramp.
What
about Marley and Me?
I don't remember Marley and Me. I don't even think I saw Marley and Me. Is that the one with Owen Wilson and Jennifer Aniston?
That's the one.
Yeah.
I think you'd be surprised. I mean, it's not necessarily all about the dog. You know, it's more. There's more to it than just the pet. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's
I'm
all
surprised
I'll say
about you that. Saw this movie because I know you don't like dogs.
Oh wow! Look at you.
Yeah, you're a jerk.
You don't.
It's not that I don't like. I'm just not a dog person.
Okay.
Somebody would say to me, "Do you want a dog?" I'd be like, "No, I'm fine, thank you."
Well, every time my dog comes around, you just like shoo it away.
I don't shoo it away. I just don't pick it up like everyone else. I leave the dog alone. I think the dog wants to be left alone.
Nobody picks that dog up. You can't pick that dog up.
Puts his hands in his pockets and just sits there.
Yeah, I just
or when we have a dog. Do we have kittens?
I took pictures. Remember? I'm
the
photographer.
He doesn't like animals.
I'm the photographer.
He stands behind them and says, "Snap the shot."
Yeah, you're not an animal person.
All right. I didn't know that was a crime in America.
Well, apparently. It is.
Just in this studio.
Hey, Brid, what's a better film, Hobbs and Shaw or The Art of Racing in the Rain?
I'd say that this movie, The Art of Racing in the Rain, has more depth, you know?
Mm. Yeah, Hobbs, but which movie kicks ass? Yeah.
Well, come on. You're asking which is better, right? I mean, if you're asking which has more action, obviously Hobbs and Shaw, but this one has more depth, and it's just more, it connects with your heart a lot more, where Hobbs and Shaw is like, it's just fun, just downright fake. And fun, right? So fun, though. Wish I can stand behind, too.
Sum it all up, let me just say this. This film is so sad. I'm not a dog person, and I was crying.
Oh.
I don't know if this is a good date film, but I guess if you like the book, you'll like the film.
It's not a good date film because everyone's going to leave Puffy.
What's the occasion for this movie?
Yeah, I don't know, when you're feeling too happy? Or knock you down a peg?
You want to take it down a notch?
Yeah. I'm going to give it 3.25 Persian rugs.
Yeah, I loved this movie. I didn't realize I would. I wouldn't go watch it again. I'm giving it a solid 4 Ninja Stars.
Oh, wow.
Right. Yeah.
Great job, you guys.
Next
that
week,
amazing.
We're going to see Blinded, or we're going to review Blinded by the Light.
Oh, someone was just texting asking if you're going to do that
next week.
The
Boss movie? It's got his songs in it, but it's the story of some fan of his or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, thanks, guys. Excellent job. We'll be back in a second.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you so much for listening today. Happy Thursday. Have a good Thursday. And we'll see you tomorrow.
On F Day.
Oh, F Day?
Yes.
Oh, I like it. It's a great new name for our weekly holiday.
Mm-hmm. I already heard of F Day. I don't know what you guys are.
Oh, you know all about F Day already?
I'd already heard about
it. It's a special day. Who'd you hear that from?
I think I heard you guys talking about
it. F Day.
I'm in.
It's a party. It's a party on F Day. I'm in on F Day, too.
All right, then.
It is literally F Day for me.
Oh, that's the day you do your wifely duties.
That is, in fact, the day
do
that I do my
duties.
Yeah. Well, I'm geared toward it. Aiming
good
for
him.
Day.
He knows when he's going to get
he
that.
He does. He knows, and it's nice. I can tease him all week and not have to worry.
and he can get himself ready.
Sure.
If you know what I mean.
Yes, he's got to be all prepped and ready to go.
So sad for
Anywho,
boys. We have to prep ourselves.
Oh, boo-hoo.
Well, yeah, you poor things.
You try having a wiener and really liking a girl.
Nah.
Hey, we're going to go do a Sounds secret like show for you, and you can find that at RadioAlice.com or Radio.com. That's a podcast we do in addition to this show. You'll hate it. It's not for you. It's not really for anyone. You do have to be over 18 to listen to it, but it's filthy. And
you're going to read slow today, though, right?
All the emails that I got are basically porn. So, yes, I will slowly read you porn.
All right.
All right.
That is, yes.
It's... I'll be in the other room waiting for you.
Okay, great.
He's got to get ready, Sarah.
He's got to prepare himself for our F day. See you tomorrow.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.